Well, good morning. Wake up. Get out of your beds. I'm stretching because I'm not out of my bed yet this morning. Sad case scenario. But guess what? It stormed last night and it's a lot cooler outside today. And I'm like, I'm literally melting today to my sheets. I'm stuck to them today. But duty shall call here in a little bit. So we know the big guy in my family, my oldest. He act like he's my oldest. He's my baby. So he turned a big 14 the other day, and so this weekend is his little shindig for his birthday. And man, ooh, the older we get, the more we like, where's those older siblings at that can help out? Mind your sister and your sister to come help out. Because mom and dad, we can't hang and do that stuff no more. But then again, I'm lying. Because I still got that energy to where I like to do fun and wild stuff. Like, well, not paintballing. He wants to paintball. I'm not doing no paintballing. Because, well, you know, the way I'm set up, one of the paintballs hit me wrong. And I have a bruise for a whole year. Y'all not supposed to chase me down, shoot me with nothing and be hurting. So that one right there, I kind of want to do, but I'm just afraid to get hit with one of the paintballs. So I'm going to just be honest. I don't want to be popped with one of those. I just don't. I just sincerely set up different, and I don't want to be hit. I want to do the popping, though. That's the crazy part. Like, I'll chase y'all and shoot y'all with it, but don't hit me. And so anyways, next. And then we thought about going to do some other fun stuff, but his sister has stuff planned out for them today, but I'm like, well, get up, because soon he's going to get up here in a minute, and he's going to be ready to go. He's going to be ready to go kick it and have fun, and I don't blame him. It's his 14th birthday, and school's getting ready to start back soon, and we get ready to rumble. So I will bowl, I will ride go-karts, I will ride roller coasters, I will do some wild stuff with my son, but I'm not into the paintball thing. I just don't want to be hit with nothing. So, anyways, I guess the first thing that we're going to do today is the smash room. And I can't wait. I love the smash room stuff. So, that'll be the first thing I'll do. I can go hang out and do that. But when they go do paintballing, I'm out. Sincerely, I'm going to miss them out. Well, anyways, guys, enough of that. Wake up today. You know, it's a gloomy one out there today, but the weather's a lot cooler. It's been so scorching hot out there, and man, you just get to a point where you're like, no, I'm not gonna be able to do that one. But anyways, I don't know what's on your guys' mind this morning. If you need a moment to just lay in your bed and soak up the sheets and let your bones nestle against the bedding of your bed, then let it do it. Rest your bones. I say rest your bones because we're up on them so much. We're up on these bones, some of us, 24 hours a day. You know, might as well just say that. We only lay down for about 6 to 8 hours. So our bodies really, really, really are up on these bones all day. So if you got to rest them today, rest them. But make sure you get up and do something proactive and productive for yourself today. You know, I don't know how many of you have plans for the day, but don't create anything. Just get up and go with the flow. I like getting up and going with the flow. I can't stand sitting around and just being like, oh, plan it out. My brain is such not a planner. It depends on, if it's family vacation, I'm a planner. Because, you know, everybody will be all over the place. But if it's just like something in a day's day, I like going along with the flow. My son's my writer. You know what I'm saying? We'll go along with the flow. We'll end up somewhere here, there, everywhere, you know. Cecilia is here, there, everywhere, you know, how it goes for me. So we may pop up in the store. We may pop up in a bakery. We may pop up in a cheesecake factory. We may just go anywhere. And I love that. I love being explorative. I don't like having the control over what I do in a day. We're so controlled during the work week that when the weekends come, we get to pick how we move. Work week controls how we move, and we have to distribute it out the way that it needs to be done. But the weekends are for you. So get up out of your bed and go find something to do and just go along with the flow. That's what I like to do the most. I think it's the funnest thing ever to do. So if you're feeling in doubt today, don't worry. Pop up in a bakery, try some a bakery and try some new pastries today, you know? Or pop up at a cheesecake factory, try a new cheesecake. Pop up in a wine place today, a winery, and try some different wines today. Find something that you enjoy doing and just do it. And I'm not stealing that from Nike, quote unquote. That's part of our everyday saying. But I'm just saying, just get up and go do it. Bottom line. I don't know what you guys feel like today, but today's a good relaxing day for me today. I'm gonna get up here in a little bit and get in the shower and make it do what I have to do for my son today so we can enjoy his day and spend lots of time with him. So whatever it is that's bothering you, lay in your bed and soak. Lay on your back. Let your bones rest and nestle against that bed. Let the sheets on your skin is nice and cool. And just think about life. But don't let it control you that you don't get up today. Just think about life, where you've been, where you're going, and where you're gonna go. Don't let it control you. Make the best out of it, even when you don't want to. Step outside. Take a deep breath. That feels so good. Provides new oxygen to the blood so it flows better throughout your body. Even inhaling air cleanses the brain so you can think better. So get up today and enjoy life for what it needs to be. Until next time, guys, sincerely, I am a mess.